Hey, I don't know what happened with the phone there. You got cut.
Switch over and like Alexa like put you on hold and respond.
No worries. So here's like kind of my two cents.
Today's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
In the middle of going out, but I wanted to call you and let you know I haven't forgotten about you. No, Ruben, listen, I'm gonna start pushing stuff your way again. It's just that there's not a lot coming in terms of like how it used to be. Like, the guy that's working my stuff here in Florida.
Is it a guy called Jupiter by any chance?
Yeah.
I met the guy at trade shows. I mean, here's the only thing that I would share with people, because I don't gain my business by like trashing other people. I was the guy that was, and it's not about a poor me story, because it's the people that have worked here 5 years ago that said, hey, I was the one working hard when the phones weren't ringing. Well, it's not 5 years ago. The reality is I put myself into an industry that no one wanted to talk to for 5 years. I always have my vendors' backs. When your customers have issues and blow me up, I always have your guys' back. Very rarely does a customer come to two separate vendors. Does it happen once in a while? Yes. What I pride myself on is telling the truth. Whether you realize it or not, I wouldn't say this about Jupiter. I know very little about them, but most people are going to tell that customer, hey, look, just pretend we're going somewhere else. Global could choose to stop working with me tomorrow. You could choose to stop, never work with me again. All I can offer is a good service and honest service, and that's it.
Like I said, I'm going to start throwing some stuff your way. Don't
But Joe, also, as an FYI, I get him at 5:36 o'clock. So this whole time zone shit, part of my language, it's not real. I'm the guy that works on the weekend, and I pay my own bills to go to trade shows. So this idea that I'm on the West Coast, I'm not going to push back on you, but I'm going to tell you that I'm always been available 24/7, and that's why people like working with me.
I gotcha. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling me, bro. Honestly, right now we're kind of blowing up. So this whole thing about the recession, I've only been getting busier and busier as the months have gone by. I mean, we had a banner month sold like about $760,000.
No, there will be a recession, but why should you care? I mean, it's not your job to judge your customers.
Honestly, right now, I can only gauge what's happening in the sales, you know? And like I said, I think that we finally have paid our dues. We're finally being recognized as a premier brand of stone equipment in the United States. And I think that we're also becoming better at what we do when we're delivering faster. So
cool. Can I tell you two little highlights that I've introduced for the vendors that I work with a lot that are pretty unique?
Yeah. Sure. No, listen, so I've also seen that Jupiter probably can't do a lot of the things that you can.
I have been able to forge multiple relationships. We're a lender and a broker. We lend our own money. We're with a lot of other lenders. I've got two programs that I can give two answer approvals up to $100,000. I'm crushing people on rates. Not the customer wants me to duke it out with their bank, but a lot of deals under $100,000, I'm turning them around in 2 hours and paying the same day, by the way.
Right.
Additionally, you know, this is just the reality is the way that, you know, the reason why you wanted to work with me in the past was, hey, look, Ruben, I don't care about this customer's credit. I don't care about their story. Just get me paid. And I did that for your deals. I did that for the Angel deals. I did that for those guys at Triangle Flooring. I did that guy for those guys.
Supposedly, Angel is going to sign on to a CNC router. I mean, I'm not holding my breath, but he told me he wants to buy one. Saying that he wants to close it right now, and I sent him over the proposal already and said that he wants to get financed again. So,
I mean, I've kicked ass for him on every single transaction, so I'd assume he'd come back to me.
Well, I told him that I want to go through you. Yes, you're working with Ruben, and I said yes. You know what I'm saying? So customers that I've been working on over the years with you, I'm not going to bring to Jupiter, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but also the thing that I see is, and I'm going to let you go because I know, by the way, how old are you? You said 30 what? Or 40 what? Or 50 what? How old are you now, Jeff? Joe?
38, man. I'm turning 38, dude.
Okay. So here's the truth. The industry's a zoo. You're just hearing it from someone who actually knows about it. You are heading into a recession in your industry. That doesn't mean in the next year or two will be a recession, but if you saw it from my shoes, the amount of leverage that these construction companies are going through is insane. Because I sell these working capital loans. I see what's going on.
Oh, I know. These guys are operating. I see it all the time.
But how does that... but how do my programs literally help you make more money? Because that's, I think, all that you should care about. Because right now you're in an interest rate environment where interest rates are zero. Because there is that craziness going on, the cool thing that I share with my vendors is this. I'm literally getting deals funded the same day up to 100 grand. And I also have a lot of customers that are coming to me, and we are giving them smoking deals. We're not giving them smoking deals because we're all lovey-dovey. Those Blackstone guys came back to me and tried to pit me against a forklift. I lost. But we're doing a tremendous amount of volume because we've got access to good capital. Anything I can do to make you happy, I did it for 5 years. I'll continue to do it again. I'm sure you're doing some type of financing, but you know, all I can say is I worked hard for you. I can only tell the truth.
Honestly, our volume has really picked up the past 3 or 4 months. Like, this year has been great. And it's just going in a fast direction. But, for example, like I said, I got this guy. I just announced the deal at the beginning of the month. The deals that between the both of the deals were like 600 grand between two customers, 3.5 machines. And so, which I mean, the half was like a little machine, but these guys, one of them had a credit union, thing going on.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to do it. And the other guy, same thing. He had a bank.
I'm not doing a lot of leasing. I'm doing a lot of finance agreements. Just so you know.
Oh, okay. Well, what I'm doing now is like a lot of guys. I'm focusing on a different clientele because all of that CNC clientele. That's what I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on more expensive equipment, American service. We have a proven product. And those guys are more serious shops that already have their shit ordered, you know?
Okay. Look, I appreciate you reaching out to me. Many vendors that I've worked with in the past that are afraid, they're just going to be like, I know what's going on. If someone's not sending me business for a year, I know what's going on. I know they're working with someone else, and I appreciate your honesty. It's actually a great feeling. But this is the only thought I'll share with you. I like Cardiff, but the reality is I work very hard, and I could be here for another 20 years. I could be here for another 2 days. But
listen, I like you a lot, Ruben. I consider you a friend, too.
Absolutely.
I just feel like I didn't want to... I mean, to be honest with you, I feel like Global came in at the right spot with Denver, but I feel like since they've lost Denver, it's also lost a lot of clout. And so I know that they're not doing a crazy amount of volume with OMAG, because the other thing is, I mean, people can't think that they're credible when they're constantly switching factories. So, at the same time, we're picking up tremendously, and I got a lot more volume coming in, so I'm gonna start throwing stuff your way.
Do that, but just here's my other like 10 cents, and I don't want to end it badly, but like, look, Global, I could work with them for a few years. I could work with them for another 2 days. I don't know those answers. I don't control that. You know, and look, has everything been perfect? No. There's a lot of customers that try to pit me and try to make me put in the middle and play referee. But here's what I would tell every vendor. Understand that every finance company that's trying to earn your business, you got to get calls from a lot of leasing guys that are calling you, correct?
Oh, yeah, direct capital.
Yeah, why? Why? Because they think that the construction industry is back, and the people that didn't want to touch this with a 500-foot pole are now back. When the industry crashes again, all it's going to come, and by crashes I mean financially, all it's going to come back to is a guy that has experience, that's willing to work hard, that's not trying to make a quick buck. Look, there's 10 people that call my clients a day, but I know they're going to go away when the industry crashes. It's just like a ship. When the water fills up, when the boat crashes, all the rats scatter. That's all that's going to happen. And that's why I tell vendors, like, look, at the end of the day, history repeats itself, and I can only work hard. But I appreciate you giving me a call, man. I do consider you a friend. Whether we never do a deal again or not, I do consider you a friend. And that's the truth.
Listen, you have my word. I'm going to start sending you deals. And,
cool. Hopefully I can make you some money.
As a matter of fact, maybe Friday or Monday, if you don't reach me Friday, call me on Monday. I'm going to separate a bunch of leads. That, I mean, like I said, we've been busy as shit. And to be honest with you, I don't follow up on everybody because unless they express specific interest, I'm at a point right now where I'm just going for those guys, you know? And those guys, there's plenty of them, luckily. But there's a lot of guys that are kind of iffy, but sometimes they need somebody like you to help them push the paperwork forward, and then all of a sudden we got an approval and we do a deal. You know, that's happened many times. So
gotcha.
But okay. Anyway, this guy, Pierre, ended up going to the park, and I was talking to, like, a buddy of his in the same city, a guy named Paul,
yeah,
and Palatial Stone, and he never ended up doing shit either. So...
Joe, do you know what I'm doing a month in volume right now for my good months?
I have no idea.
Okay. In our industry, it used to be if you did $100,000 or $150,000 a month in loans, you were killing it. You're an animal. Guys are doing one loan a month to survive. Did over $1 million last month, and it was a slow month. Over a million.
Awesome, man.
That's, by the way, I also manage and involved in millions of dollars of transactions, but at the end of the day, everything to me is extremely personal. If I can make you money, great, but the only thing I would tell you is this perception that these clients are coming between you and Global is patently false. It is not true. The amount of customers that did that are once in a blue moon, and I can tell you, because I know one of those customers on hand that emails me multiple times and never emails me back, the majority of those customers, they don't go anyplace. So this idea that, like, the customer is going to compete both of their, like, try to shop the guys around and get perturbed that it's the same financing company, it just doesn't happen. Additionally, if it does happen, it's never affected a deal in a bad way. It's actually only helped. Because what happens is that customer goes, oh, I'm working with a company that specializes in the stone industry? Oh, okay, that's cool. But no, your idea that, like, they're pitting each other against each other, it's a very rare thing that happens. And in those situations, I tell you guys the truth. That's all I can do.
All right, buddy.
All right. Yeah, just you know, that take care. Have a great birthday. Please say hi to your wife and enjoy your income-free tax date. I'm jealous.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Talk to you soon, brother. Bye-bye.